Next Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Chamisal National Memorial Theater, there will be a lovely program titled Favorites from Opera and the American Songbook. The evening will feature my first guest, Mark Pumphrey, and my second guest, Maestro Lazzaro Ferrari, who is in studio with me, and the maestro's son, Angelo Ferrari, who is speaking to us from Houston. Welcome, gentlemen. It's good to have you here.
Thank you, Monica. Thank you for having us.
I don't know how we're going to fit all of this into a brief interview because the decades of experience the Ferraris represent is rather daunting. And Mark, you have tapped into it. Your day job is Assistant Director of Library Services by day.
Yes.
And when did you start studying voice with Maestro Ferrari?
Well, I started studying back in North Carolina before I moved to El Paso.
Oh, all right.
I had a very good teacher there for about a year who had retired to the little town I was working in at that time. She had been in the chorus of the Metropolitan Opera for about 25 years. Mm-hmm. So I had a year of professional training. And then I moved to El Paso promptly after that. And I didn't know what I was going to do because I'd lost the music. And I missed it.
Oh, yes.
So about a year after I moved here, into my office walks Maestro Ferrari and one of his singers. They were setting up another in a series of concerts that his students in the academy perform at libraries and in churches around town.
Yes.
He's been doing that since the late 60s, and he's now 90 years old, so he has hundreds, literally hundreds of students throughout El Paso and Juarez and other parts of the surrounding area who come to him for training, and he's a wonderful teacher. He's very beloved by everyone.
Maestro Ferrari, you came to El Paso some 40 years ago. Ya hace 40 años que llegó aquí a El Paso. ¿De dónde nació?
Yo nací en Brescia. Es una ciudad cerca de Milán.
Ah, bueno, y viajó mucho para cantar, ¿verdad?
Sí.
Sí.
Alemania, España, Japón, Rusia.
Basically, Maestro Ferrari toured the world thanks to his voice and then settled here in El Paso about 40 years ago and still traveled, but also began a family, had two sons, one of whom, Angelo, is now, you're living in Houston, and what's your day job, Angelo?
Well, I'm a professional opera singer. That's my day job. Mm-hmm. And I have a base in Houston, but I spend most of my time abroad.
Yes. Where do you perform mostly?
Mainly in Europe. The last couple of years have been mainly Austria, Germany, Switzerland, Italy, of course.
Oh, my. So you are in your father's footsteps.
Yes.
And I understand that your sister, a ballet dancer, has two young boys who also have lovely voices.
Yes, they're very talented.
And you will be coming back to El Paso. How often do you sing in El Paso?
Not very often at all. As I said, I'm usually abroad, but I get back there as often as I can to visit my parents, and every so often there's an opportunity to perform.
Fabulous.
But I can't recall right off the top of my head the last time I was there to perform.
So it's been a while, so this is a rare opportunity. Tell me about the program, Mark, that you and Angelo have planned, and how did you select your pieces?
Well, the maestro actually sort of prodded me into planning to do a solo concert, something I've never done before. I'm 60 years old, so this is all very new to me. But he suggested that I pick out 10 American songs to sing, mostly from Broadway musicals. Mm-hmm. And then we have a repertoire of some opera pieces that I've been singing during the student concerts that I'll be doing. Angelo will be doing two additional pieces, Nessun Dorma and Be My Love.
Oh, all right. That's Nessun Dorma. I'll be there. You. That is an amazing piece from Turandot.
And it took me about 6 months to choose the 10 American songs because I love all kinds of music. It's just really hard to narrow it down to 10 favorites. And I'm pretty satisfied with the 10 songs that I've selected to sing. That's part one of the concert, and part two will be the opera.
Ah, lovely. Maestro, how do you get people to get past the nerves? ¿Cómo lo hace para que la gente no siente tanto pavor cuando van a cantar?
Ah, bueno, hay ejercicios especiales. Segundo, cada voz tiene su exigencia. No se puede aplicar a toda la voz igual. El cantante es un atleta. Y después, por cantar bonito, cabeza y corazón.
Ah, the head and the heart. You have to sync those. Boy, truer words never spoken in order to get past the fear that you have to engage your heart also.
That's what I've really learned about the Singing Academy and the maestro's philosophy of singing. It's very similar to the bel canto style, in which technique is important, but the most important thing is for the singer to convey and express a particular emotion, mm-hmm. feeling, interpretation of the song. And the maestro has taught me that.
Angelo, did you ever suffer from stage fright?
I still do.
Really? Yeah. Ooh, how exciting. I think
every artist does.
Well, I wonder about those who don't. They're not normal to me. how do you handle it? Do you have a trick?
Just trying to maintain just being relaxed and mm-hmm. make sure that the nerves don't take control of me.
Yes, yes. And the songs that you will be singing here, how did you select them?
They just seem to fit into the program. Mm-hmm. Be My Love is one of the few pieces that I perform in English. And it's one of my favorites. And also Nessun Dorma is something that I've been singing quite a bit in concert the last few years with the symphonies around Europe. So I thought that'd be a nice fit for El Paso as well.
Well, thank you for coming to El Paso. And thank you very much for joining us for this interview today. It's going to be a very rare treat to have Angelo Ferrari performing in El Paso on Saturday, June the 28th. That's next Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Chamisal National Memorial Theater. The pianist will be Zeke Mehta for this very special performance featuring Mark Pumphrey and Angelo Ferrari, titled Favorites from Opera and the American Songbook. And I want to thank of course, Mark, the Assistant Director of Library Services by day and vocalist on his spare time, and of course, Maestro Lazzaro Ferrari, highly respected local celebrity in the vocal scene. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining me today.
Thank you, Monica.
Thank you.